Can we all just stand up here today? Just kind of gather right around here with me, okay? Gather around the baptismal font. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. You know what's inside this thing?
Water.
How'd you know that? You're smart, aren't you? Yeah, look at that. Excuse me, I'm just going to flip that right open there. And there you can see the water, okay? How many of you were baptized at this baptismal font? I think we're all of you, okay? All righty. Okay. Well, let me ask you a question this morning, okay? How did you get your name? Your parents, right? Did you pick your own name?
No,
you didn't do that, did you? Because you were just a tiny little baby, weren't you? And your parents gave you your name. You didn't have anything to do with that, did you? Now, I have another question for you. How did you get the name of Christian? Ah, yeah. Again, was it you that chose that name? No, that name was given to you, right? When was it given to you? On the day that you were baptized, right? It was nothing that you did. As a matter of fact, you didn't do anything. Your parents carried you up here, right? Or maybe your baptismal sponsor carried you up here. And you were just a little baby, and they held you right over the water here. And I took this shell right there, and I put it in the water. Can I hold one of you over the... No, I won't do that this morning. And I pulled it, I put the water in there, and I said, I baptized you. I poured that water right over your head. And guess what? In holy baptism... And then I took this towel. You know what we did with the towel? We dried off your head. Okay? Because you were all wet. You got wet in your baptism, didn't you? And then after that, we gave your parents a candle, right? The candle was lit to remind us of the light of Jesus Christ, how God calls us out of the darkness into His light. And then we put a little stole around your head, just like this. I'm going to put it around you right now, okay? As a reminder of all of the blessings and the responsibilities that God has put upon us as His children. And some maybe today, this afternoon, you could ask your parents, can you find these things and show them to me from the day that you were baptized, okay? And remember your baptism. Now I want to do something else. Did you know that you got another name that day? Another name, yeah. Another name was put on you, because what I didn't tell you is that when I splashed this water on your head, what did I say? In the name of the Father... and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Right. God put His name on you in that way. Now, what does that mean, that God put His name on you? Do you ever put your name on anything? Like a backpack when you go to school? Do you put your name on your backpack? Yeah? What else? Paper? Okay. What else do you put your name on? Shoes? Do you put your name on your shoes? Your gym shoes? No? Okay. What else? Does Mama put her name on like a casserole dish if you bring it to church to make, right? Okay. Why do we put our name on our things? So that we know that it belongs to us, right? Right. And why did God put His name on us? Because we belong to Him. Exactly. God did the same thing in our baptism, didn't He? He put His name on you to say, you belong to me. You are baptized into Jesus Christ, who died for your sins and who rose again for your salvation and who is coming again one day to take us home. Okay? And because we are baptized into His name, let's pray now. Okay? And you can repeat this prayer after me. Ready? Here we go. Dear God, in my baptism You made me Your own. You connected me to Christ, who lived for me, who died for me, who rose for me. Help me each day to live for Him. Amen. Thanks for coming up, you baptized children of God.